Greetings. This is James Gilland at As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And we've got a few announcements to make before we get started here, but we've got a great guest coming up. We've got this April, we're having Volunteer Week, and so we could really use some help. We've done a lot of the heavy work. You know, we're just into mainly cleanup and painting and weeding and things like that. But we've got most of the roofs all patched up and on. Thank God it just rained last night up here. So that's all been, the greenhouse is rebuilt. So, and, you know, there's a few other things, just a lot of cleanup we're doing before we get opened in May. So if you want to come up and do some volunteer work at eSETI, just contact Ashley at eSETI2016@gmail.com. Again, that's eSETI2016@gmail.com. And Wednesday, April 13th at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, we've got Ashley continues her weekly teleconference healing series, and she got some great feedback from the last week's call. And this week is the topic is clearing toxic relationships, which you know, all that toxic stuff is coming up with these energies. So everything is up for us to look at and heal, and on every level. You know, not just this, our own personal relationships, but business relationships, government relationships. Everything is coming up for us to take a good look at. eSETI opens up for Skywatch the weekend of May 12th. So again, go to private invitation, eSETI.com to register if you want to be involved in that. And I'll be teaching the Ambassador Training Memorial Day weekend, May 27th to the 29th. And it's filling up fast, but there are some spaces left. So if you want to get involved in the Ambassador Training Memorial Day weekend, again, that's the 27th to the 29th of May, be sure and get a hold of us pretty quick. And that's, again, you can go to, you know, private invitation at eSETI, privateinvitationeSETI.com, or you can go to 2016, eSETI2016@gmail.com. And we've got a lot of other events coming up. So if you want more information, go to the, you know, the privateinvitationeSETI.com page, and we'll you'll see all the events, the upcoming events. We've got some great workshops and conferences and a lot of really good speakers. Also, I wanted to let everybody know my fourth book is now available on lulu.com. It's just lulu.com and amazon.com both. So Anunnaki Return, Star Nations and the Days to Come is the name of the book. And it has all the latest information of all the higher dimensional activity going on and what's happening right down to the physical, right down to the earth. So it's going to give us a little preview of what's coming. You know, so it's I feel really good about the book. People have read it, just came back, you know, with their, like a deer in the headlights going, my God, you know, it's like you've covered everything in here. So I think you'll love the book. I really, really enjoyed writing it. It was an awesome, awesome experience just writing it. And, you know, it talks about all the different entities and, you know, not just the good benevolent ones, but also the negative ones and how to deal with them and how to create, you know, sacred space and maintain your own self-authority and, you know, which beings to call in. I mean, sometimes we get hit with some pretty nasty entities and we have to bring in some pretty big hitters, you know. So there are, all that information is in the book, you know, to help us keep our sacred space. But anyway, I think you'll love it. Today's guest, we've got Ted Winslow. And Ted's an internationally acclaimed for his pioneering work in research and development in sound healing and its positive effect on the human energy field. Ted's music features sound sync tectum, a customized brainwave technology developed through binaural beats, composition, sacred geometry, numerology, tuning, state-of-the-art recording technologies and frequencies to create a theta brainwave state. He is best-selling recording artist, producer, and composer with an international following. Ted, his wife Christina, and his amazing young and connected children, Nina and Christian, have been to eSETI and have conducted frequency experiments and had their own contact experience while at the ranch. They were so moved by the experience at eSETI that Ted is generously offering eSETI community, As You Wish listeners, an opportunity to support eSETI's mission to purchase state-of-the-art Skywatch technology when they purchase any of Ted's amazing music. We'll talk more about that later. For now, I'd like to welcome Ted Winslow. So, Ted, are you with us?
I am here. Thank you so much for having me on to As You Wish, and many blessings to you guys.
I want to give your website out. It's www.tedwinslow.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. So anybody else can, if you want to find out more about the music and the work that you do, you can go to that website and check it out, because I'm sure we're probably going to touch the tip of the iceberg in today's show. So anyway, I wanted to start off with, for the listeners that may not be familiar with you, what is SoundSync Tech, and how did you start composing this music?
SoundSync Tech, well, I'm going to get a little bit of history. My background, I was somewhat of a rock musician. Uh-huh. And had been kind of playing for some labels and stuff. And at the time I was studying engineering, and it started getting into some sound healing aspects. And I'm talking to these rock guys as we're playing this 440 music, you know, maybe we ought to look at something else that's going to make us feel a little bit different when we're doing this. And of course, everybody just kind of looked at me cross-eyed. So I started experimenting with it about 20, 30 years ago. And today it's kind of evolved into what I call SoundSync Tech, which is a process that I use that's using customized brainwave technology that I've developed through the use of binaural beats and compositions, tunings, and state-of-the-art recording technologies and frequencies. We found that incorporating theta and alpha waves, that we're able to, they're associated with various mental states where we're able to, you can coax your brain waves to a certain frequency, and in doing so, you're able to achieve the mental state associated with that frequency. Mm-hmm. Can also influence the function of the brain waves, and besides those related to hearing, and what I use is a phenomena called frequency and following response. So the concept is, in short, is one that receives a stimulus with a frequency in the range of, you know, in the range of the brain waves. The predominant brainwave frequency is said to likely move towards this frequency, which is called entrainment. Mm-hmm. And we're able to show this in a matter of minutes of just listening to one song. And so what I'd realized that changing these frequencies, and we're all used to the standard tunings in music that's called 440. And I can get into a little bit about that, but I'm sure most everybody knows what 440 music is. And it's also being termed as the militarization of music. They use it in harmful ways. And as we're all, as Einstein discovers the law of vibration, the law of nature that states that everything, nothing rests. Everything moves and everything vibrates. And so here are these harmful frequencies that we're used to in media, standard recordings and stuff. And as I had received these messages to get away from that, is where I started developing my brand of music that's with the SoundSync Tech and the sound healing to get rid or trump those lower vibrations and lower frequencies through entrainment. Our bodies are 75% water, and through that, we're vibrating with those frequencies that can change us in a matter of minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's going to respond by balancing out the chakras. We can create stronger aura fields. We can expand our energy fields. And I've got studies on my website that we mentioned on tedwinslow.com, where through the use of biophotonics, we can show this. So mm-hmm. we can awesome. Show scientifically how it happens.
Now the I know you. I don't want to go too deep into that, but I mean they can use music in so many different ways to like for entrainment. You know, the brain. And they have been using them for a long time, you know, as you said, you know, for negative consequences. And I know Hitler was very involved in this, and he had the what they call the brown wave, I guess. They call it the brown wave because when they send that wave out of energy, everybody has to go to the bathroom immediately. It's like, you know, so if people don't believe this has an effect, you know, try the brown wave and see how that works out for you. But it does. I mean, it's amazing how when you listen to these different frequencies, when they're tuned right, you know, you get lifted and you feel really good. And the other ones actually will take you down. It's like if you play heavy metal music to a plant, it'll kill it. you know, eventually. So some of these frequencies are pretty rough on our psyche and our physical bodies as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. In fact, the Hitler thing you're talking about, Joseph Goebbels was part of the Third Reich for Hitler in 33 and 45, and it's rumored that he's implemented this, stating that it was of extraordinary importance, and it traces back to Rockefeller as well, going through all of that. So yeah, yeah, amazing.
Those guys probably enjoy it.
Yeah, you think about it, music bioenergetically is going to affect our body chemistry, and God knows where theirs was, but yeah. You know, our body's now vibrating with the higher vibrations that we're using. It's going to swing with that. So 60%, 75% of our body's water, brain and heart 73%, and energy is transferred through the vibration of water.
Yeah. I've got that. One of the questions I have here is that they're talking about how you used to be an NFL player, and if I understand correctly, when did you focus your shift to the mission of healing with sound? I mean, that's kind of a stretch. I guess I shouldn't say that, but it's like going from one element to the other. There must have been some kind of a major shift that happened.
It was semi-pro, and then I did a little bit with Arena, but it always has kind of been with me, kind of in the background. And I was attending an international trade show with my wife, and through my and I play every instrument that there is, mainly known for just as a producer. And as we're going through this trade show, I heard for the first time a crystal bowl, and I was like, God, what is that? And I could just feel the frequencies vibrating through me, and thought it was one of the coolest things that I'd ever heard. And of course my wife is like looking at me like, what, you've never heard of a crystal bowl? And I'm like, I have, but not right up next to one. And so I had to go buy them. I went out and bought a whole set of them. And I brought them in the studio, and I just started recording them and experimenting with them, and all these new things just started happening with it. And so that's when I started getting really looking at the frequency, because as I could hear these frequencies coming out of the different vibrations through each one, that's where it started coming in. And then I'd be woken up. I wouldn't be woken up, but I'd start getting messages in the morning just before I was waking up, and then as soon as I'd wake up, I remember them vividly. And I'd come rushing into the recording studio, and I'd have to do work with this stuff. And it was just – now I'm working on my 12th album, and it just keeps coming in and coming in and coming in.
Nice. I know the have your listeners to your music, have they reported back different effects that they've experienced with the music?
Yeah. I've had a lot of different stuff that's come back. That one guy I had worked with was a firefighter in the 9/11, going through 9/11. He was down there at Ground Zero for something like 2 weeks, and he'd been having some problems with trying to sleep and, you know, get his body back to the normal state that he wanted it to be. And so he started listening to my albums, and it started bringing him right to where he needed to be. And he could tell, and then he wasn't having to take some of the prescriptions, and was able to spend more time with his family, was getting the sleep that he needed at night, bringing his body back to that normal state. A friend of mine works in a big major bank that's in New York City, and actually in Manhattan. And she listens to my music on her iPod every day when she walks to work. And so she's kind of bringing these frequencies into New York City and through Manhattan. I have a Qigong instructor uses my music with her class while she's implementing her own energy work. And Kuan Yin appeared to her and some of her students.
Wow. Yeah, we have photographs of Kuan Yin appearing here as well. So she's... It seems like that Mary and Kuan Yin and a lot of these masters, Babaji and Jesus, and they're all really popping in strong. And especially if you can change your frequency and vibrate, you know, create a vibration there that's suitable for their appearance, they will step in and use it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. One last one. I know we're short on time. I have a dentist. I mean, nobody can think of anything more anxiety than going and sitting in a dentist chair. And this dentist was listening to one of my two-minute samples on a radio show and on her lunch break, and it cleared her headache that she had for the day. And so she wrote me, and she now listens to music in her dental chair on her lunch breaks.
Yeah, that might create a lot of – I know a lot of dentists, they have that thing where they take on the fear and the pain of the people they're working on. They don't know how to transmute it. And, you know, there's a lot of suicides. A lot of dentists actually commit suicide because of that energy. They're not aware of what they're taking on. So that'd be amazing for them to use these frequencies, because it'd give them a chance to, like, resync their body, you know, and kind of get rid of that fear and tension, you know, that comes with sitting in the dentist chair.
Just that drill sound. Just
I know. Yeah. I just had some dentistry done with the laser dentistry. Oh, God, man, that is a godsend. I went in there, no Novocaine, nothing, just and they're done. I go, that's it? And they go, yeah. And I go, God, where have I been? You know, it was in Australia while I was there. I had a tooth kind of go bad on me. But I need to find one around here. But that's a whole, you know, that's back in the same thing, frequency and lasers and you know, using it for dentistry, which is great. There's Ashley was talking to me about that when you're here, he said, I didn't get a chance to see it, but you did some experimentation with frequencies during the self-mastery and ambassador training workshop. And I'd like to hear if you can explain the technology you used and what your findings were.
Sure. So the technology that I'm using is biophotonic imaging. And mm-hmm. So what this is, it's the convergence of photonic and life sciences. And it's a technology of generation, manipulation, and detection of light using photons and quantum-like particles of light instead of electrons to transmit and process and store information. It's not so big that they've been using over here in the Western world. It's been bridging the gap between a little bit of the logical Western sciences and the intuitive sciences of the Orient and the principles of Chinese medicine. So with the Chinese medicine, it's going to be able to measure our meridians. Through Ayurveda, it's going to measure the chakras. In Western, it can actually measure the systems of the bodies and the organs. So like if you were talking about like the tooth, if you had a problem with your tooth, I'm able to have a client sit down and I could take measurements of them, and we'd be able to pinpoint, you know, where that tooth is, so to speak. And this basically had been around for a while. In 1890s, Nikola Tesla kind of had a touched with this, among many things that he has touched base on. And he would like to impress his audiences by standing on a plate, and he would turn off all the lights. And he'd stand on this big plate, which is basically an electrode that was connected to a generator, and his body would glow, and hair would just start standing up on end, and glowing rays would just start emitting out of him into the space of the room. And in the 1890s, some Russian scientists started playing around with it, and they started using it with plants and leaves. And so now it's starting to get more to see where the water content is on these photos through this process. And then in 1939, an electrical engineer by the name of Seymour Carillion had developed his own technique after observing a patient. And then the latest, I've been working with this doctor out of Russia. He teaches actually there in St. Petersburg, and he's developed the system. And they're using it – they've been using it over in Russia for the athletes. They just use it at Sochi. And so when I was there at SETI, as you're sitting there and bringing in the galactic beings, I deployed this one thing that could check out the energy of the whole room. And so we could see the room with where we're there as we're kind of talking, and then start going into meditation and channeling in. That all of a sudden, you could see the energy levels just start to spike in the room. And as you're getting these messages, and then you could just see them as they would leave. You're like, they've left now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they did. We had the same thing happen in Australia when I was doing the lectures there. This guy shows up, and he's one of the lead guys in the PIP technology, Harold Oldfield technology. And he brought his equipment there, and he said, okay, I'm going to, he goes, you don't mind if I take some photographs? And he said, he told me what he had. And I said, oh no, that's awesome. I love that technology. And so he told me later on that he'd been to so many other groups and a lot of channeling and things like that, and nothing happened. Nothing showed up. He was getting very disgruntled, you know, and, you know, with the whole, you know, spiritual movement and things like that. But I kept seeing his face light up over and over again while he was taking these pictures. And they did. They totally validated the different energies, the different coming into the room. When I told him the golden goddess energy was coming in, and Inha and Castilla, the whole room turned gold. And he actually showed up on his film, on his camera. And the Palladians, when they came in, the room just whited out. It was like a total whiteout. But you could see, he could actually film the energy transferring from me over to the people I was talking to. And you could film the energetic connection happening, you know, in his equipment. And there's a lot of other things. You could tell people that when they're getting downloaded, when they're having, you know, everybody would pick a number and they'd call out that number. Okay, this is the person they're working on now. He'd take a picture of that person. They'd be sitting in their own little vortex. It was amazing. And it all showed up on the film. You know, he was shaking his head. He goes, man, I knew this equipment worked, but I just had to be in the right place, I guess, you know. So, but we have it on. If you go to the esetiaustralia.org, you know, all that information is up there in a documentary and everything. So it's all on the site there.
What was really cool, it was Hayog. I think it was Hayog that you had brought into the room when I was doing that. Mm-hmm. And a couple months before, I had gone down to Cathedral Rock, to the vortexes down in Sedona, Arizona.
Yeah.
And I hiked up there and had deployed this device and started capturing the energies down there. And your energy was similar to with opening the vortexes that you get in Sedona. So here all these people are going to Sedona. They can get them right there at a SETI with you and the ground crew, and, you know, get to be with Baba G and Cassia and Ha Hayog. It's just, it blew me away that night looking at all that, the information.
I love when science catches up with spirit, and then they can validate, you know, what's going on. And, you know, and it's sad because there are a lot of channels out there, and I know a lot of people are just beginning, but they haven't gone through the proper training, and they don't know how to create sacred space or how to heal unseen negative influences and things like that. Or some are trying to do the right thing, but they're just not where they think they are, or, you know. And so it's kind of sad in a way, but, you know, it's like we just have to go the next steps. Just say, okay, well, I need to try something else. This isn't working. And that equipment will show what is working and what's not working. That's what I love about it, is that it kind of separates the wheat from the chaff, you know. And, you know, I don't want to sit in judgment of a lot of this other stuff, but I hear these channeled messages and I just go, well, where's the beef? You know, where's the where's the energy? You know, where's the meat? You know, it's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, and you know, some of the people out there that profess to be channels and psychics and write books, you know, about all these future events, and none of it happens, you know, none of it comes true. And you just go, but they're still out there, you know, they're still on in the mainstream. And it just blows me away. Like at what point do you not stop and reassess yourself, you know, and become the observer and go, you know what, I need to take this to the next level. I need to work, get a little better at who I'm working with and bringing these energies in. But it's amazing. But, you know, there's a thing called spiritual ego that doesn't allow that.
Yeah, that's the thing, so much of our society is being squashed down by everything we're doing, so that we're not being spiritually open to all this that's happening. And with these devices and these technologies, you know, when I was working with the sound healing, and I'm getting great positive feedback, but people want to see it instead of just heal it. I mean, we know what we're getting that when we're hearing it. And this Dr. Korotkov happened to be, talk about divine intervention. Guyam, which is, I'm here in Colorado, and Guyam has a big TV station that's up the highway from us. And so they called me up and said, we want you to come and meet, he wants to meet you. And he knew about some other technologies that I'd been working with. Long story short, Guyam contracts me and sends me out to their big warehouse, and Dr. Krakow sends out one of his engineers, and we sat there for like a little over a week calibrating these devices and playing with them and really working with them, and now they're used by the Ministry of Health, and it's received its registration for routine medical diagnostic devices. St. Petersburg Federal Research Institute in Physical Culture and Sport is one of two research institutions that's totally dedicated to the science. So now we're getting these sciences to see what we're doing with healing energies and how we can start bringing in higher, you know, beings and changing the energy and the vibrations that, you know, we're really supposed to be back at, that's been crushed for so many centuries of you know, abuse of powers that be.
Yeah, I mean, you know, back in the days of Pythagoras, you know, they had these chambers and people would go down and sit and stare into these pools of water, and they'd have certain, I guess they'd have certain diets, you know, you couldn't eat anything heavy and they'd eat really light, and they would come out and all of a sudden they'd have a disease, and they'd sit them down there, you know, by themselves and just stare in the pool and wait, you know, and they would get the answer, and then they would write it on the wall, you know, what their answer was for their affliction. And so they had all these cures, you know, written on the walls in these sacred places. And that's how they got the cures for the diseases and things like that. And some were just mental or energetic problems, and some were actually, you know, take this herb and do this and do this and do this. So, or stop eating this and this, you know, it's like, it's very interesting. But I've always, my dream here is to always to have a place where we could utilize these energies and these technologies, and there's your technology, there's a couple other technologies, and especially diagnostic technologies and healing technologies that I have access to now. We just need to create a space where we can have these technologies and utilize them, and the people to run them, you know. But that's been my dream, and I think we're going to accomplish it here pretty soon.
Well, James, I have to tell a story about you here, because this past summer, my wife and my daughter decided to come in to end a workshop that you had up there at Assetti's, and to meet you for the first time. And so while they were up there and they're enjoying all the night watches that you have and the teachings and the community and the connecting with the soul families, a funny thing had happened to me here back in Colorado. And I'm really connected strongly with my wife. And as she's up there experiencing these higher dimensional beings and the stargates, I started having this information came into me. I couldn't stay out of the studio while she was up there visiting you. And I ended writing my 11th album that was Solfeggio Sound Healing of Planetary Frequencies. So that all came from what you've been creating up there at Assetti. And that was, you know, I was picking up on that back here. And it was then I had to come up there, be able to meet you and the Assetti ground crew a few months later with my whole family, just to experience this firsthand. And when I came back from Assetti from October from the workshop, which was awesome, to kind of do a Jack Blackish there, you know?
Yeah.
I was guided to write my latest album, which was those Fairies and Celtic Frequencies. And so inspired by what we had experienced up there. My wife is certified in Dolores Cannon Method. And so she starts with all my sound healing, since I'm dealing with this in the studio all the time, I can hit that theta state somewhat pretty quick. And so she's taken me into these multidimensional spaces where I'm receiving all these frequencies and all these other compositions and information that have been lost or hidden and destroyed, and able to start coming up with these albums. Enha came in real strong, and you had introduced me to her when we were up there. And in fact, on this latest album that I did, on Fairy's album, she's such a royal energy that she gave me the message to create the song that was in 785 hertz. And in the song, to bury a certain frequency in a certain way that would be a huge help to humanity. And the song is, in short, it's a royal reptilian repellent. You know, the big nasty ones.
Yeah.
And so I was told to have the people to play this in their homes and their businesses. And it's like a dog whistle when they listen to this, that these reptilians are going to hear this frequency that I've had buried in there that they hate and they can't stand being around it. This song, by the way, is called a Queen of the Fairies. Mm-hmm. We've got
some of that music that we have on cue. You're ready to go. So whenever you want to play some of that music for people to hear, you know, let me know. I don't know what to bet. I want to go. I know your children are here too. Christian and Nina were here too. They had some amazing experiences. I know Nina connected with these blue avians, and she goes up on the ships back and, you know, on a regular basis. And then Christian's got the Andromedan connection, you know, but I know one of their messages was he needs to be a kid for a little while, you know, before he steps into. I mean, that's a big shoes to step in when you come in here as an Andromedan, you know, but you know, it's kind of interesting. I know they were having a blast here, and hopefully we'll get them together and do some we're planning on doing some children events here as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They loved it. It was so amazing to see with where they were like the adults that were teaching Chrissy and I. They go through the classes and everything all day. And then that evening we would sit there and kind of, you know, have a recap and a summary of it. And they'd be like, oh, well, this, 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 and this, and this. And I'm just like sitting there listening in awe, just looking through their eyes and experiencing what they've been experiencing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, if we give the children a voice, you know, and get it out there, they'll take care of things. You know, they'll take care of the planet. We just have to start listening to them.
Absolutely.
You've got some songs that I think are queued. I'm not sure which ones are queued up, but maybe you could go and talk a little bit about that. Maybe we can click one of them on so people can hear the frequencies.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, what's the first song? See if we can get our producer to pop that on. I could definitely feel the energies transmitting. Oh, what's funny is it was like rattling my speakers here like crazy. And I got just the little Mac speakers. It's not enough. I know you need to listen to this on some bigger speakers. But I totally felt the transmission. And, you know, I got the big bliss hit just listening to the music.
You know, the cool thing that I do for engineering this stuff is that the best way that people can listen to it is that they can put it on a set of headphones and be able to listen to it there, because I'm creating a whole spatial atmosphere that's working on the left and the right hemisphere of the brain, both back and forth simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And so with putting I've adjusted the frequencies that, because I know we can't get certain frequencies in the low range and certain ones in the high range, just as how we are with our hearing, as well as the we haven't been able to come out. Technology's getting better, But nobody can afford like the big $500 pair of Sony headphones that are going to get us down below the 20 hertz, so to speak, so that we get the body. So headphones can listen to it, as well as then you can also put it through a big set of speakers where that's going to start pumping out those frequencies as well to be able to hear it.
And you've got mainly the 7 was it 785 hertz is throughout this composition?
Yeah, 785 for Queen of the Fairies.
Yeah. And so, now what does 785 do for the people that aren't familiar with the range of hertz and how they affect you?
Well, this one in particular, it came in from Enha. So she just told me, this is what I want, this is what you're going to do with it, and I just kind of do it. I receive the information, sometimes they're not telling me exactly what these frequencies are, they're just having me make a composition on it. So for an example, I've got out there on iTunes and Amazon and whatnot, I have over 150 tracks that are out there, and it's just like I keep getting, it's like boom, 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 get this, do this, and then the next one's coming in and I'm going to that one, and I don't get a good chance to sit back and enjoy it. But the thing that I've been able to find with it is through the 6 albums that I've got out there that's dealing specific with the sound healing and these solfeggio frequencies, is that people are going to know what their body's going to let them know what they want. And it's going to start to draw them towards some of these frequencies so that they're getting the frequency. Now, a little bit about the hertz and the frequency is that those – so in particular, that 785 frequency is going to be in a certain key. It's going to be in a certain note that's in the spectrum. Like we have color spectrums. We also have musical note spectrums. And so it fits inside that certain note spectrum. And that note dictates what intervals are going to be, mathematical intervals are going to be used in it. Now, I want to backtrack a little bit here, because you brought up Pythagoras. And Pythagoras is kind of considered the godfather of music. Amongst the many things that he's done, in my case, with studying and looking at him, he's walking through one of the many towns. I mean, this guy's gone through Egypt, through Greece, Mesopotamia, and he's walking through, I can't remember which town it is that he's going through, and he hears a blacksmith working on some iron or some steel on his anvil, and it's creating these certain pitches that are ringing out. And as he's hearing these pitches, he's like, some are dissonant and some are harmonious, and he's like, oh my god. And he starts visioning these numbers and mathematically feeling them, seeing them. He rushes back home to his home would be at that time, and he devises probably was the first modern day guitar, which was called a monochord. He gets this piece of string and he runs it across this monochord that he has. And at each intervals, he's mathematically figuring out where some of these frequencies lie. And this is how, so back to talking about these frequencies are mathematically going to be interrelated. And that's what I use in the compositions and for the production through SoundSync Tech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt immediately when I started listening to it, all of a sudden I just started getting this big bliss hit, you know, and so definitely it raises your frequencies, and it feels like, you know, seventh to ninth dimensional energies. I know Enha is a ninth dimensional being, but it felt like just like I was tapping into her frequencies when you were playing it.
Thanks.
You know, which is great.
Thanks.
I gotta get these. I don't have these yet. I gotta get these music.
We'll hook you up. We'll hook you up.
Which,
you know, I'm gonna transition real quickly here, because of everything that you're doing there at Ascetium for all of us. This is what we're gonna do for all the listeners, is that they can choose. They can go to my website, tedwinslow.com. And choose any of these MP3 versions of this music on the site and place them into your shopping cart. Mm-hmm. And when you go to check out, type in the coupon code ASETI. Do it all in caps, so that's ECETI. And then click apply with the coupon code, and they're going to get a 30% discount that's going to be applied. And then what we'll be able to do then is donate the profits for each sale to ASETI. You know, and so if all the listeners could share this coupon code with anyone and that they think might benefit from this, and the healing frequencies and be able to get you all the tools that we can to help require and help keep a SETI a place that we can all go and enjoy to.
Yeah, we'll send out a link on our newsletter and put it out on Facebook too, which will really help. And I know the proceeds were destined to go to some new night vision, you know, and some equipment. But yeah, we're still, you know, kind of Mickey Mousing, you know, patching things together to try to film the ships that are coming over here. And it's working okay, but it could go up a notch quite a bit. And they have some new equipment out there that you know, is a lot more user friendly. You know, like the other night, I missed a couple shots because my apparatus, you know, the night vision fell out of the apparatus and a big old giant ship came over and I was trying to get it back in and tighten the screws down and everything else. It was kind of funny, but there are other setups, you know, that you can use that work really well that we're looking at, you know, for the night vision stuff. But yeah, I can't thank you enough for that. Now we've got another one. I guess we have another clip we could play on. And what's the next clip that we're going to be playing? I think it's the Golden Consciousness Sun.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That from the Solfeggio Planetary Sun here, the Golden Consciousness Sun. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let's see if we can get Doug to pop that one on so people can hear that energy.
And that one, well, he's... You know, it's going to be giving us a lot of grounding and filling us up. The sun is pretty much the life sustaining source of everything that we've got in this solar system, and so it's being able to go in and regenerize us and fill us all in with all the sun energy.
Great. So Doug, I hope you're there. You can pop this one on. Sounded great. Definitely, you know, I kind of envision sitting there with you know, eventually having these other technologies. We have this a friend of mine, I can't talk too much about it, but he has this stuff called covalent silver, which is not colloidal silver. It's a step above that, goes right in the cell and just clears everything out, and he has all these other total, you know, rejuvenation DNA repair technologies and things like that. And I know this music also will also do that, as well as when you connect with these beings. And we've had people here with tumors just disappear and bleeding ulcers just heal overnight, and broken wrists, you know, heal overnight, crazy things like that. And I think a combination of using these energies and, you know, body, mind, and spirit on every level, I think once we get this together, we're going to have some miracle healings, you know, coming through the ranch.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The cool thing about the concept I've been using with these frequencies, kind of going back onto where I was talking about the crystal bowls, is that when I was hitting the crystal bowl, I was getting like one frequency, unless we had a group that could kind of bring some other ones in and stack some chords, which it's great sound healing and everything like that, but with using the frequencies and the different notes that is mathematically going through with these compositions, I kind of compare it to the difference of having a smoothie, which is going to be with carrots. We all know that it's good for vocal toning or crystal bowls or medicine drumming. But this is kind of like having kale, cilantro, carrots, turmeric, blueberry, cinnamon, ginger, which is going to give the body a big, much more than a carrot smoothie. I've just been blessed with everything that's coming in and continuing to come in and being able to share this with everybody.
Great. You know, it's funny. I keep looking at your picture here on your motorcycle here, and you're in the snow driving in the snow. You know, my curiosity is going, did you ever dump it? You know,
I have not dumped it. I came close one time. I'm riding on the Alaskan Canadian Highway. Okay. And I got blown off by a semi, and the side of the road was real soft, and I did some wicked fishtails and many hair-raising experiences. But no, I haven't. I've taken that puppy all over the mountains, and talk about being conscious right there. That's the one thing I love.
Yeah, that's proof positive that you are protected and you are working on a higher frequency.
A lot of grounding.
Yeah. I know I have a motorcycle here, a little Sherpa 250, and when the yaks get out sometimes, I go herd them up with it. But, you know, it can get out from under you real easy, especially if you hit any kind of, you know, you just hit some sand or especially anything, ice or snow or anything. You're going to, you know, every once in a while I'd take it out with a little bit of snow on the ground here, and it's pretty hairy, you know, pretty hairy to ride.
It gives a new meaning to the pucker factor. Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait to, one of the plans that I have here is to eventually build a building, actually it'd probably be two buildings, and have technology from several different people here. That's going to, you know, we'll have the super oxygenated water, the crystallized oxygen. We'll have the covalent silver and the DNA repair stuff, you know, all these things, you know, for people. And, you know, a lot of it's to undo what's been done, you know, and not to go on the dark side, but we, you know, especially with all the inoculations and everything, they're totally tearing people's DNA apart and the Nogalese and the thimerosal and everything else. And you know, I was shown a picture of a baby and all the inoculations that they give a baby. And I put it out on Facebook because I go, people need to see this, you know, and the baby just looks like a freaking pincushion, you know. And, you know, it's so sad to see where things are going and why doctors who have taken a, you know, a Hippocratic oath, I call it the hypocritical oath, basically, but that would continue to do this knowing the information's out there, you know, and even the head of the CDC said, don't inoculate your kids. You know, this is bad news. The autism and everything else came from that. So anyway, I don't know why they continue, you know, with these programs. It's just all about business and money making. But, you know, these other programs, it seems like when we get together, we'll actually repair a lot of that damage. And give people a chance, and especially give the kids a chance, you know, again, you know, to be who they really are. But, you know, just with all the toxins, you know, in the water and the food and the GMOs, I can go on and on with this whole thing. We've got to have a way to repair this and energetically and physically. And I think these might be a lot of the tickets, you know, that we need to take care of that.
I wholeheartedly agree with it. I mean, with my kids, I'm blown away by what I'm hearing the government and school system say that our kids are supposed to do and the aftermath if they don't. And I won't go into that. That's a whole other story for another time. But, mm-hmm. You know, the other thing, too, is dealing with these HARP stations that are, like, blasting us, that more and more information is coming out, that they're reading these from satellites, like the frequencies of the Fukushima, Japan, the atmosphere rapidly heating up before that M9 earthquake had hit there. Mm-hmm. And the French has a satellite called the Dittmer that was able to start reading the Haitian earthquake in 2010. That was published in the MIT Technology Review. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, if we're getting blasted by frequencies that we can't really necessarily see, if you, for example, a big AM radio station is going to broadcast at about 50,000 watts. And these beams are shooting up a 3.6 million watt, watt into the sky. And so that's where I started coming more with this music, that if we're getting blasted by that, what if we were able to put on headphones and go back to these ancient frequencies that have been lost through all of time and destroyed, and start bringing our bodies back to what we remember, way back when, like Pythagoras's time, 400 years before Christ. So,
if you go back, and this is a little off the wall, but I've done a lot of out of body stuff and things like that, and actually a lot of my students have actually seen me appear to them and talk with them and things. so it's kind of an interesting thing, but when you go into deep meditation, you can go out of body and bilocate or whatever. Everybody has different words for it. And if you go back in time and you feel the energy, it is so different than what it is now. And people think we're living in a higher frequency now, but basically the bottom line is the natural frequencies are the highest frequency. And they've been all distorted, and by cell towers and cell phones and harp and radios and all that stuff. So really, if you really want to feel the really good frequencies, find a place in nature that's undisturbed. Forests are great because the trees seem to absorb that energy and knock it down. But that's where the real healing comes, is when we get back to the more natural state and get away from all these artificial programs,
Yeah, and that's exactly what you've created there at Aseti. That's what I love so much about it. Every year, I take about a month and I go up and do backpacking through the Colorado Rockies here, because that way I can get really grounded and center and be amongst those frequencies, just hearing the leaves of the trees. And so that was so awesome going up to Aseti and meeting with you and seeing all that you've created and bringing in that much more with our galactic friends through Hayog and all that. It's just amazing. Our bodies just drink up these frequencies. They thirst for these universal healing frequencies that's going to trump these negative ones that we're seeing in the media every day, that we're hearing on the news every day. This politician said this about that one. This one said that about this one.
I know. It's so transparent now about, it doesn't work. It's not fixable. It doesn't work. We got to do something else, period, I don't know what else to say about that, but
it's turned into a carny sideshow.
It is. I go, these people are the decision makers on where this country's going. I go, oh my God, it's like...
It's like watching the ball of death with the motorcycles going around in a circle, thinking one of them's going to crash.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. I've never seen anything like it. I know people that are, I thought were really awake, that, are still voting for Hillary, but we won't go there. But I go, you got to be kidding. Like, what rock have you been hiding under? It's like, look at the history. But anyway, we most advanced cultures, they have a council, and the council members have been chosen because of their spiritual adeptness and their track record of assistance, to their planet, and the cosmos or whatever. So, their service record, and that's how they're chosen, and they're loved by the people, so... in this country, we have people that have rose to power on the backs of everybody else and destroying humanity and nature, and then they're installed.
consciousness is out the window, going with it.
Yeah, that's got to change. It's not going to work until, and I think the people are waking up, and the higher frequencies are coming in, and these other beings know all about these higher frequencies, and they're creating change on those levels. So. It's inevitable. It's just a matter of time before we do shift and start behaving like a higher, more advanced culture.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't. The cool thing about this that we're doing, we're all finding each other. We're all connecting each other, raising the vibration on this planet and with each other. And it's all starting there with us.
Yeah, I agree. I was kind of wondering, we've gotten so much heat here, and I I go, what? Why are these guys so threatened? I mean, we're working for them and their children and the next generations. You know, all we're doing is enlightening and healing people. Why are we such a threat? And then I started thinking about it, and I go, well, these are war and disease profiteers. You know, they don't want healing. You know, they don't want peace. You know, they don't want any of this stuff. They don't want the free energy or the higher technology. You know, it's like they want to maintain the status quo because they're playing the separation game and continuing with this, you know, gross uneven dispersal of wealth. But that's all coming to a close, which is great. And I'm sure it's going to be, you know, on its way out. We're coming up to the end of the hour here. I wanted to go ahead and give your website. And again, you know, you can tell people about the awesome deal that you're giving people. And I can't thank you enough for donating some of the profits to ESETI to help us get that night vision gear.
Oh, sure. So the website is www.tedwinslow.com. So tedwinslow.com. And you can grab any album that you want that's on there and place it in your shopping cart. There's going to be a button for your coupon code. Type in the code, all caps. I have to stress all caps because people forget that. It's going to be ESETI, E-C-E-T-E-I. Select apply, and you'll be able to receive the 30% discount. So we're discounting it for them, as well as we're going to be donating the profits of each sale to ESETI. But you have to use it on this website. I don't want people going to iTunes or Amazon thinking that it's going to happen there, and we can't do that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I just, before I leave, I want to say thank you again for everything that you do and having me on As You Wish, and your producer, Doug, and you guys are just amazing. And I mean, just stuff is just creating because of the opportunities you're allowing all of us.
Great. Hey, well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and I can't wait to play with some of your equipment and see how it works. And I know we're going to be playing them, you know, at the workshops and the conferences here, just to get people in that good state of mind.
Wonderful. We're going to have a frequency revolution.
All right. I'm all for it. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. We're out of time, unfortunately. So this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great day and check out that music. I mean, I felt the energies coming from it, and I'm definitely going to be utilizing that here at the ranch. So anyway, have a great evening and watch the skies and stay in the heart.